Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, July 7th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, a look at patent appeals and tech stocks take a little bit of a breather. But first, an Australian company that operates an online travel site for the Asia-Pacific region is being bought by an American firm. Expedia.com will acquire What If Holdings for nearly $660 million. The online greeting card company Akavano has just added apps for Apple and Android devices. Users can send traditional greeting cards by mail for $1.45, plus the cost of postage. More than 30 years ago, Congress granted a single court the power to hear nearly all the nation's patent appeals, including, of course, the many challenges between tech firms. But amid a boom in high-stakes patent lawsuits, a growing number of experts say lawmakers need to revisit the model they've created, saying the court, through its rulings, has made certain areas of patent law hard for lawyers and lower courts to follow, and that allowing other appellate courts around the country to weigh in on patent issues might help sharpen the law. Life imitates art in battle. The Journal's Bill Fantini has more.
The Oscar-nominated designers at Legacy Effects have outfitted such memorable movie warriors as The Terminator, RoboCop, and Iron Man. Now the special effects company is at work on a new real-world mission, building a Pentagon prototype of an Iron Man-style suit to protect and propel U.S. troops by encasing them in mechanized body armor to enable them to carry hundreds of pounds of gear. The project, known as the Tactical Assault Light Operator Suit, also involves prop makers, small tech firms, and such defense titans as Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.
And coming up, looking at how tech stocks fare to start the week.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing. So I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Slow start to the week on Wall Street. The Nasdaq fell 34 at 44.51. The Dow was down 44 at 17,024. The S&P fell 7. King Digital Entertainment shares were down about 5%. Shares in the maker of the Candy Crush video game solidly topped the $22.50 IPO price at one point, after briefly doing so last week for the first time since its March IPO. Shares of Applied Materials today were up about 0.5%. D.A. Davidson offered an upbeat view of the semiconductor capital equipment sector. Facebook shares today down 1.5%. Twitter down 2.5%. Again, the Nasdaq falling 34. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.